listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
Again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by the Four Perkins Specialty Beer Store.
I'm enjoying this music way too much.
I am Dave. With me, as always, is Evan, who's grooving and bopping his head to the funky beats.
Yes. Yes. And we're in the newsroom in lovely downtown Minneapolis.
We're kind of eating our way down the street.
We kind of are. We're just wandering around drunkenly,
right?
Perhaps.
We're going to end up in Bloomington at some point.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
2 years from now. Whatever.
We'll stumble our way through. Exactly. Actually, I think in the direction we're going, we'll probably hit more St. Louis Park.
I think so.
Yeah, because we were down by Macy's.
That's true.
And now we're up. We're heading toward Target.
We're bearing west.
Yeah, so we're going down Nicollet.
We're not quite making a hard left, but we're getting there.
It's a medium firm left.
Medium firm left.
Yes. It's fucking cold out.
It's a beautiful day here in Wasilla, Alaska.
There's no way other reason. Wasilla's probably warmer than it is
now.
That's
a good point.
And, you know, they get the prime air. We're getting Alaska's sloppy seconds.
Yeah.
When it comes to the air.
It is butt cold out.
Butt cold.
Butt cold. Which is ironic because directly across the street is Barrio, where we were here on the hottest day of the year.
On one of the hottest days. According to the phone, to the droid phone.
The R2-D2 phone.
It is 3 degrees out, which I don't believe.
I don't believe that for a
second. That sounds too warm. I will refresh.
How is the phone going for you, considering you're paying George Lucas's kids to go through the college?
His kids were well paid for well before this was done. See, now it's saying it's up to 6 degrees.
That's bullshit. That's utter bullshit.
Well, the wind chill is -7.
That I believe.
That sounds more right.
Considering I'm just starting to now feel my toes, we've probably been here for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
10, 15 minutes. Just now I'm feeling my toes.
No, the phone's good. One thing I've noticed with it that's sort of annoying,
yep,
but I can definitely power through it. I can't mass text easily. Like, I can't send a text out to multiple people very easily.
Well, that's good, because whenever you send a mass text out to the rest of the gangsters and myself, I get all of their replies. I don't necessarily need to know what Ashley's doing.
Yeah, you want to, though.
I kind of do, but that's beside the point.
Only when it involves showering.
You shut your mouth.
That's right, yeah. No, I remember what you were telling me. Yeah, so other than that, though, I'm liking it. I'm digging the phone. Yeah.
It hasn't shut down in the cold yet?
Hasn't shut down. Since it uses capacitance for the touchscreen.
Yeah.
The difference being, like, iPhone uses capacitance where basically it tracks electricity going through your skin.
Right.
Well, with the weather being like it is, what sometimes I'll do, like if my MP3 player is dead, I'll listen to the radio on my phone. But the radio doesn't. But because I don't have like a proper radio thing, I use the YouTube application. It doesn't assume that you're just listening to the YouTube, so it doesn't like lock the screen down. So I have to kind of hold it. But it's so dry out that I've caught myself where I'm sparking the screen and like pausing the video or something like that, but not even touching it. So, granted, I could get like a proper music thing, but the problem is almost all my music is in FLAC files, which nobody uses. Like, there's no apps for.
Yeah.
So, I'm kind of screwed. I could use Pandora, but I don't have an account and I'm lazy.
That's okay.
No, very good. So, a bunch of things we need to take care of on the show. First off, we need to talk about what we're drinking.
I'm having a Flying Dog, doggy style.
Yes.
Which I didn't say to the waitress because she's rather fetching and I didn't want to say.
You would have fumbled over your words.
A bit. a bit. You know, I don't,
it's been a while. I understand.
I wouldn't like saying I'd like the doggy style. Thank you.
Yeah.
I want to be that guy.
One thing I've noticed is this place. I mean, the food is fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the food so much, but the alcohol menu is enormous.
It is outstanding, just in sheer number.
In sheer number, I mean, just the beers alone. There's probably 150 kinds of beers, maybe somewhere. Oh, it's over 100.
Yeah.
And one thing I'm noticing some big oddities. Like, there's no Surly.
That doesn't surprise me.
Really?
No, that really doesn't.
I just figured that all of the places in Minneapolis would have Surly. At least one.
No. That doesn't surprise me.
Why not?
I can... I don't see this place being real Surly, the target demographic that they're going for Surly.
See, I completely disagree, okay? And here's why. We're in the heart of downtown. We're right across the street from the Target corporate offices.
Right.
And this is like one of the best happy hour places in the downtown.
Yeah.
You got a lot of young executives, and what do young executives like but showing off how much they like beer? And one of the best ways to show off that you like craft local beer is Surly.
Okay, I'm going to disagree with you on the simple fact that you know nothing about marketing. And we've proven this over and over.
What does that have to do with marketing?
I can see coming here to get drunk. To get fucking plowed after work. And Surly is not a drinking...
It's not a drinking beer?
It's not a drinking beer. It's a sipping beer.
It's a sipping beer.
That's... I mean, honestly...
Dennis Leary is rolling over in his grave right now.
Right. It's just not a place to get drunk. This is a place to get drunk, but that's not a get-drunk beer.
But see, here's the thing.
Like, name the last person you knew that got drunk out of Surly.
You.
Name, like, another person besides
yeah,
you
that
got
I
drunk
thought.
Out of Surly.
Alfie.
Name another guy that you don't know that well.
How would I know a guy...
isn't an alcoholic.
How would I name a guy that I don't know?
You knew where I was going.
Uh-huh. You're just
trying
to...
Play along.
No.
Play along.
Here's
marketing
where,
major.
Here's where... It has nothing to do with marketing. Okay. I could see your point if they didn't have an extensive collection of Flying Dog. Like, they've got just about every Flying Dog on here. They've got a bunch of the stuff from Sam Smith, which I am drinking.
They also have Chimay.
Which I've never had before. I've never had Sam Smith. I'm having their organic cider.
Yeah.
And I must say, it's very tasty.
Is it?
It's not as... It doesn't have that kick that, like, a Strongbow does. No, it's good. So it's better than crispy. It's actually drinkable.
I just said that to both.
I know. I know. It's not as... Yeah, go ahead. It smells drier than it is.
Okay.
It's a very smooth, very drinkable cider. I'm liking it. I'm kind of digging it. Where is this from?
I'm surprised that we didn't go with the girly drinks because the girly drink menu
is
extensive. My personal favorite on the menu is the Dean Martini, which is Bombay, a wave of dry vermouth over the glass, and then six jumbo olives for dinner. Which sounds delicious.
This is a good cider. It's 5% alcohol.
Am I have to carry you back to the car?
Nah. Although it does come in a nice... a pint and change bottle. It's a 550 milliliter bottle.
It's a nice
bottle.
The bottle means business.
I'm kind of tempted to ask if I can keep this. Because I like the label. I don't know. Does Alvy carry this? We'll have to call him after the show.
We should.
We need to call that bastard anyway.
I know. He's ducking us.
He's ducking us.
He's ducking a good fight.
Well, I think it's because he heard last week we're going to ask him to start paying for the sponsorship.
That might be a... That would assume that he listens to the show.
Oh, he listens. I know. I know he does. But it's very tasty. I recommend it. If you like ciders, this is very good. Very drinkable. Now, we also have the second go-around of the Well-Fed Guide to Life
the
Golden Bacon Awards.
The Well-Feddies.
Well-Feddies is such a bad name.
It's the
Golden Bacon
Awards. I do it because
Awards.
I get that reaction out of you.
I know.
Know that by
that's
now.
All. That's the entirety of our relationship.
Yeah.
It's not born
cause
out of
cause and effect.
It's not born out of respect.
No.
Or mutual history.
Hell no.
It is how we can fucking poke each other
out of scorn and hatred out of from each other.
You know, if one of us was a girl and we were both 5 years old, I'd swear we had some sort of like crush going on.
You did show me your wiener once.
But we were all, it was a drama party. I thought that was just kind of what we did.
You were the only one with your wiener out.
But it was a drama party. I got no other response. No. So we've got, yes, we've got two awards that we have to cover. Two awards. We thought we were going to have one, but we have two awards.
Did we have to make a tiebreaker?
We will, but we'll get to that. We'll do that at the end. We'll do that at the end of the show.
Okay.
We'll leave you in suspense.
You have to listen to the whole show to find out.
You got to listen to the whole show. We'll do it randomly.
Do we have a winner?
A winner for what?
For our...
We will talk about that at the end of the show.
Okay.
You got to wait till the end.
See, I'm the co-host. You should fill me in on these
things. No. Never. What?
He's got handouts.
I got handouts.
Is it multiple choice or is it true false?
We're all about food on this show. Now, obviously, it's a restaurant show.
Yeah, at least that's what I signed up for.
Yes, it's a restaurant show, but we've both been delving more into home cookery. What? It's a word?
No, it's not.
Cookery?
Home cookery?
Home cookery.
How about?
I have a book. I have a book that is microwave cookery, so therefore cookery is a word, and if you do cookering at home, it's home cookery.
I don't think so. we're exploring we're expanding our repertoire of recipes that we just make on a regular night.
Yes.
We're not. I'm not.
Well, it's funny. Okay, it's funny that you describe it.
I'm not resorting to Hamburger Helper, and you're not resorting to Magic Meatloaf.
First off, it's not resorting to Magic Meatloaf.
I can't.
It's hoping to be worthy of Magic Meatloaf.
I'm carrying it in the same sentence as Hamburger Helper, so you know what kind
I'm offended.
Of
offended.
What kind of esteem I hold.
I'm offended.
In.
How would you? Okay, cucumber salad. I will give you. Okay.
I just threw up a little bit. Just right there, right there in my mouth.
And in fact, I forgot it. I have a sample ready for you.
Yay for me!
But I left it at home.
I got someone to feed the stray cats.
Yeah. But Magic Meatloaf is not to be besmirched.
You've been talking this up for
18 years. Have you ever had Magic Meatloaf?
I've known you for 18 years.
Have you ever had Magic Meatloaf?
You've been talking it up for 18 of those
You are
years.
Not answering my question. You are dodging the question,
no,
Senator.
I have not. I have not.
Then how dare you, sir?
Is it along the same lines as your cucumber salad?
No, this is even better.
Uh-huh.
And it
well, I guess it has nowhere to go but up at this point, so.
Hate you so much.
I'm on a roll tonight. I'm enjoying this, so.
I'm going to betray a little bit of a very amusing but horrible aside since we were talking about Hamburger Helper. We were in the supermarket over the weekend.
Yep.
And this may go feedback into the I know nothing about marketing kind of thing.
Clearly.
But, we were in the Hamburger Helper aisle.
The dry goods aisle.
Whatever. I don't know what
Mac and cheese, Hamburger Helper,
yeah,
suddenly salad.
Suddenly salad?
Suddenly salad is phenomenal. So don't
what the
you,
hell is suddenly salad?
It's pasta salad. You just throw a little bit of oil and water in it. It comes with the pre-made mix.
Oh, really?
And all the veggies and dehydrated and shit. Huh. Just boil the veggies and everything. Dump the sauce mix together. Makes a pasta salad. It's fantastic.
Well, hold that thought, because that'll go into the article I want to talk about after I'm done with this part.
Okay.
We're in the things, and there's the tuna helper and the hamburger helper. Chicken helper. And there's this thing called Asian helper.
I've seen Asian helper.
Okay.
Asian helper frightens me.
And you know what my first thought was? The perfect marketing scheme was everybody should have a little Asian helper around the house.
You're awful at marketing.
I'm an awful person.
I should be heading up marketing for FancyPantsGangsters.com.
You are welcome to take it, because I'm clearly no good at it.
You suck out loud. Everyone should have a little Asian. That's awesome.
Think about it. No, that's a genius headline, or the slogan.
Nobody's going to buy it. You're just going to find it on CNN, angry people spouting off. Wolf Blitzer.
You know, there's no publicity. Wait, no, how does that work?
There's no such thing as bad publicity.
That's the word. That's what I was going for.
I apparently traded places with you over the New Year's.
I've gotten stupid.
And I got the gift of gab. And you
and I'm
got,
racist and bitter.
And,
so.
And nothing but dribble is coming out
yeah,
of your mouth.
Yeah. So anyway.
I must have sugar today.
Must have. See, I've dialed back the amount of caffeine.
See, I doubled down on the soda today, so I am a little sugar high right now.
Really? You see, the thing is, though, like...
And I get really sugary.
So how much soda did you have?
I probably have It would be equivalent to 3 cans of Coke a week. But today...
A week?
Yeah. But today... Today, I had a can of Mountain Dew.
Okay.
I had a bottle of 7-Up and a bottle of Tahitian Treat.
Okay. On a particular day... Now, this is also when I make fun of Heather about her, like... She'll have like a 20 ounce of Mountain Dew,
okay.
With the exception of like on her headache days. And I say that, I mean, she gets migraines, so caffeine helps with that.
But for the
it sounds bad when I know call exactly. My other than those days when she wants, you know, caffeine and all that stuff, it'll take her like 3-4 days to go through a 20 ounce. Okay. There have been days, and this isn't like an outlier day, like this is a fairly average day. I have my 20 ounce of Dew right when I get to work, so before 7, that's my first one. I normally have at least another one before noon.
Your breakfast Dew.
It's my breakfast Dew.
Okay.
I've actually gotten good at pairing foods with Dew, what's good and what's not good. I have at least another 20 ouncer before noon.
Your brunch Dew.
My brunch Dew. And then I normally have one on the way out. My celebratory Dew.
Your
my I've gotten another work day without murdering anyone.
Yeah, exactly. Your happy hour Dew.
Where were we going with this? No. Did I talk about the Asian helper yesterday? Okay.
little Asian helper. In their day.
So there's an article that was brought to my attention by a great cartoonist by the name of John Kovalich. He does Dark Tower.
Is this more of a blog, though?
A blog article. It's, see, to me, blog is more usable like a magazine. It's more, a blog is a collection of articles.
Okay.
You can call it a blog post, maybe, if you want to do it that way. Anyway. This John Kovalich is a guy based out of Milwaukee, although I want to get him up here because he's a huge foodie.
Okay.
And he's just a real geeky guy, and I think he'd be fun to hang out with. But I follow him on Facebook, and so he'll occasionally post articles about food and things like that. And he linked... Oh.
Beautiful.
Guys, I'm sorry the water took so long.
Fresh squeezed, though?
Fresh squeezed. Very good. Awesome. Water.
Holy shit.
You got a lot of food there, Pancho.
I did.
And the meatloaf is excellent.
So
awesome.
Do you.
Thank
you.
Do you like another flying dog?
Actually, I'm good with the water. But thank you.
Yes.
Enjoy.
Thank you. Holy shit.
Yeah, you got a lot of food. So let's talk about what we got.
All right. You go first, because I have to read off the menu, what I would like.
I went with the meatloaf dinner.
Okay.
I love meatloaf. Funny that you brought up Magic Meatloaf earlier. Looks fantastic. Nice, healthy portion.
Well, there's nothing funny about Magic Meatloaf, so apparently.
You're right, nothing but quality.
Right.
It's like there's nothing there's nothing funny about sex. It's just always good.
Except when you're having it. Then it's just kind of...
Then it's awesome. I'm a fan of the concept, but when I'm engaged in it, it's like awesome.
Well, it only comes around when Helix
Which
County
is also
comes
good
around.
For headaches, but never mind.
I'm really going in with you tonight.
I'm really hoping that...
I'm not just dropping you off tonight, and I'm coming in and saying, Heather, you need to listen to this week's show.
Oh, shush. And you wouldn't do that to me.
And if you need a place to stay, I got a couch.
I'm not going all the way up to fucking Shakopee.
I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about her.
Oh. No. She'll put on with me before she moves in with you.
That's a good point.
You don't understand how little she likes you.
That's true. Wow.
Anyway, meatloaf. Got a garlic mashed potato. You got some vegetables, looks like a couple shaved carrots and some green beans. And then a demi-glace over the whole thing.
Do we even know what a demi-glace is?
It's a half glass. Oh no, that'd be a hemi glass. Demi is like a portion. I don't know what the...
The only thing I think of is demigod, and it's kind of...
I think of Demi Moore.
That too.
I have Demi Moore on my meatloaf.
I thought she'd be creamier.
I think I think Dinty Moore should have a line of demi glass and call them Demi Moores. There you are. Thank you.
He's back.
The kid's back. That's right. God.
That's your best one
Thank
in
you.
Weeks.
Thank you.
In weeks.
I'm proud of you.
I got...
What do you got? You got, like,
I got
a whole pizza to
I got
yourself,
a whole pizza.
Essentially.
I got the Caribbean jerk flatbread, which is jerk grilled chicken, pineapple salsa, mint lime vinaigrette, jerk sauce, and mozzarella cheese. And it is big.
That is massive. I mean, that is a medium pizza.
It means business. That carrot means business, too. Get a whole cooked carrot there.
There's a whole cooked carrot. So, back to this blog post. Post on, I think it's Andrew Ruhlman's or Michael Ruhlman. I should really have written this down. It didn't work on the site. It's in print for some reason. I think it's Michael Ruhlman. But might be Andrew. I don't know. If you've watched, like, Next Iron Chef, he's on it fairly regularly.
Yeah.
Food writer, cook, all that stuff. Writes an article called America Too Stupid to Cook. And what he's arguing is that Americans are being fed this line that they are too stupid and too busy to cook at home. He says, Americans are taught that we're too stupid to cook, that cooking is so hard, we need to let other people do it for us. The messages are everywhere. Boxed cake mix, why is it here? Because real cake is too hard. Look at all the rotisserie chickens stacked in the warming bin at the grocery store. Why? Because roasting a chicken is too hard, takes forever. An hour. I don't have an hour to watch a chicken cook. And he goes on to say, like, even like the cookbooks and things like that are all about making it easy and fast and simple because you're too stupid to know how to cook. And his argument is, like, we need to stop this mentality because, A, cooking isn't terribly hard.
Right.
And, B, it's just better for you to not be reliant on prepackaged foods or going out to eat all the time, which I realize coming on a show like this is a little hypocritical, but whatever. We're not saying eat out all the time. We're just saying when you do go out, go to good places.
Right.
That's what we're saying with this show. So, I want to hear kind of your opinions on this. I sent this to you, so you've had a chance to read through it. Give me your opinions while I have my meatloaf here. Well, I can catch up a little bit.
My thought to this is that, no, not all Americans are stupid. But we are looking for a shortcut every once in a while. I am guilty. I do pick up the rotisserie chicken every once in a while at the grocery store. But you know what? I make a homemade salsa with it. And I get some tortillas.
Oh my God.
And I do a little chicken fajita with roast chicken. It's fantastic. I don't have time to, and I'm not, I mean, so on most nights I'm getting home 5 o'clock after working 10 hours. I still probably have another hour to work that night. I can't cook every night of the week. I can't. Mm-hmm. I'm not a chef. I live alone. I don't have a significant other that is living with me that can just, I can plan ahead like that, you know? It makes it so that I think there's a great overgeneralization in that, you know, just because we're not making everything from scratch doesn't mean we can't cook. When I have time, I'd much rather cook at home than go out to eat.
Yep.
And this is coming from a person that co-hosts a show that's about eating out.
Yes.
That sounded dirtier than it really is. So I apologize.
Only to you.
Only to me.
And he does kind of say that. I mean, he's got a paragraph toward the end here that says, I'm not an idiot. I know people are busy. I don't always feel like making dinner. And I know a lot of people who simply don't like to cook. If I had to knit my own clothes, I'd be really bummed. But the notion that cooking is hard and that it takes a long time and we're too stupid to cook is wrong. And I want people to recognize that truth from the bill of goods they're being sold. So, I mean, he admits that, I mean, you're not going to cook from scratch every night. And he's got a couple examples where, you know, he basically just, like, microwaves some peas and makes some mac and cheese, something like that.
Yeah.
He's not saying we should do that, but what he's saying is that there's this supposed message that we're too dumb to cook.
Well,
I completely disagree with that idea. In the sense that I don't think we're being told that.
No.
I've never heard that you were too dumb to handle this.
No.
I've always heard we're too busy or... It's always about speed. The whole notion of like the 30-minute meals and all that stuff.
Right.
It's you're a busy person. You got a lot of shit to do. Do this now. is the byproduct of that you're making a lot more simple things?
Yes, absolutely.
And there is a lot to be said for experimenting more with cooking and things like that and doing it. But to me, I was thinking about how this affects me, and this is very poignant because it was my turn to cook on Sunday. Talked about this before. Heather and I have this thing where Sunday nights we cook a good meal.
Right.
Like we do it properly. Because back in the day, that was the only real night we had. We were both home, which we're actually going to be kind of going back to fairly soon here, because she's going to be taking the night shift at work. But the reason why I don't necessarily cook all night, and I know it's the same for Heather, and I wonder if this is, and you kind of hinted at it too. I just think we don't do the menu planning that we as a country used to do. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that there isn't, for a lot of people, there isn't that housewife or house husband or person who's at home and their job, and it's a noble job, I'm not making any commentary about that, but that part of their job was to plan the meal for the family that week. And like when we go shopping, like we'll do our grocery shopping on Saturday and things like that, we'll get like some staples, but we won't get a lot of stuff that you can build some cooking things, you know, you can cook with. We get a lot of frozen stuff, we get, you know, whatever. And I think it's just because I normally don't know what I want to have to eat an hour before I got to eat.
Right.
It's a very kind of ad hoc way of eating. And I think that's the bigger problem, is that people just don't plan that far ahead. The other side of that is that there was another point I wanted to make, and I can't remember what the fuck it was. I guess you could also say there's a storage issue. Like, he talks about roasting a chicken. Like, how easy it is to roast a chicken. I don't have fucking room in my place to have a whole chicken sitting around. And in the comments for this article, a guy brings that up. It's just like, I don't want to have all of this produce and be mindful of, okay, is this expired? You know, how long can this stay?
Right.
And all this stuff. I've got too much else going on. I can't worry about that. So, to me, that's what I really took away from this. It's like, yeah, he's got some points, but I think there's more going on.
I think there's a point.
Oh, there you are. Hi.
That he has kind of lost the average everyday American. Even the average everyday foodie.
Well, they actually talked about that. In the comments. He didn't really go into this article in the comments. And the comments were actually really good. And I think it's part of it is because this is a blog that's full of foodies and chefs and things like that. And they talked about guys like us, like we were the enemy, where we were this kind of foodie, but we can't make anything we eat.
That's bullshit.
Well, I'm relaying a message in the comments. And they were saying that there's this whole new crop of so-called foodies that don't have any real connection to the craft of cooking, like there used to be.
I can't really, you know. Am I going to go home and open up my fridge to have every single thing that I need to do to make something out of the Hell's Kitchen cookbook?
No.
Hell no.
Absolutely not.
Can I go to the store? Yeah, I can. But one that requires work. Mm-hmm. And I'd much rather take a shortcut to achieve it.
Mm-hmm. I want to interrupt you for a second while you're drinking.
I'm sorry, that's really good.
I gotta say, this is probably some of the best music we've had on this show.
I agree.
For a while. Blues is good eating music.
It is good eating music.
It's good easy music. Because it's got a good rhythm, which helps digestion. And it's got a good tempo, where it's not too fast, so you don't woof it down.
Right.
But it's still kind of happy, and so you're not getting like all depressed. Like if there's like a Cure theme restaurant, like you just have people slitting their wrists right at the table.
bloody pizza everywhere.
It'd be terrible. That said, I think we now have time for a Robert Smith apple. I think with all of the
so?
I think we need to have a Robert Smith apple. Maybe like darker, like it rots in like 10 minutes or something like that.
Got little hairs growing up everywhere.
I think we've gotten to the point, and this is a side topic, but we've gotten to the point with all the genetic modification of food. We need to start making art food. Like food whose purpose is to serve some sort of artistic message. I think we can do it. I think, well, it's a little arty for you, and you're not a very arty person.
I knew a guy named Art.
I know you do.
I took an art class. He's in the high.
And then you got drunk with that art teacher.
Yes, I did.
So we will we'll link this on the show notes.
Because it is an interesting
article. It's an interesting article, and I agree with some of his points, but I think he's missing some of the other... I think there's other comments to be made with this. You know... Oh, now I remember. Now I remember what I wanted to say. And it was kind of built off that storage thing. Let's say for... I'll example my lunch today. I had a Weight Watchers frozen thing. Okay? Not because I'm on Weight Watchers, but we've just decided that Heather's frozen food is the Lean Cuisine, which is a white box.
And you got the red box.
I have the red box, which is the Weight Watchers, because I'm notorious for stealing her food. So this way I just know, don't take the white box, take the red box. That said, the Weight Watchers tuna gratin is fantastic.
Really? I've had it. I didn't like it.
I really like it. Granted, I like gratins. I like that kind of sauce. But anyway, think of all the shit that goes into a tuna gratin. You need tuna, you need peas, you need noodles, you need whatever the base of that sauce is. I guess it's like chicken stock or something like that.
Cream mushroom soup.
Cream mushroom soup, that would work too. And then the breadcrumbs. Okay. I don't necessarily have all that stuff at home. You know, and I certainly don't have it in the quantity where I could make just one serving of it.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to... I don't know what it is. Like, you watched the thing on Food Network last night.
The brilliant new show on Food Network?
No, I'm talking what was right before that. The Iron Chef.
Mm-hmm.
Where they were talking about, you know, doing local food and sustainable thing. And I'm like, that's awesome. I think they kind of oversold how
not everybody has a garden.
Well, no, it's more, I think they kind of oversold how historic the whole thing was.
Right.
And when they were talking about, when they were promoting it, they were talking about, you know, the ingredients is of national importance. There was a part of me that really wanted it to be Bald Eagle.
You're not the first person I've heard say that.
Really?
Yeah.
Or the Obama children. I think that would have been a fine one.
Wow. Wow. You're really wrong.
Yeah, I know. But they're all, I mean, that's kind of the big thing, though, sustainable, locally produced stuff. And that's fine, unless you live in Minnesota where it's 8 fucking degrees out on a warm day.
In July.
And you know what? There's not a whole lot of farmers markets in December.
No. There's one.
Where? The one in St. Paul?
Minneapolis one's open through December.
Where? Not the one on Nicola here.
No, on the one by the New Twin Stadium.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's open? I didn't know that.
Not that much.
But like I said, I think there's something to this. I agree with a lot of it, but like I said, there's just more to it than what they're saying. Now, we should start talking about the awards, the Golden Bacon Awards. We'll get to the whole listener's choice thing in a bit.
Okay.
And it's a thing. But we made an egregious error last week.
A big time error.
We have a cutoff. A date of cutoff where we say, okay, anything after this we'll deal with next week.
We'll call it a point of no return.
Point of no return, whatever. And we made that our choice of what day we were going to do it. And anything after that, it was going to be ineligible for the awards.
Right.
I forget what day we cut it off, but we cut off at a certain day.
And you gave me the cutoff day.
And we quickly violated that day with our Hidden Gem Award, which is still very much deserved. with our Hinge M Award last week, again, the delicious, what was it, delicious bakery Brazilian grill.
Yeah.
But we realized that we had left out an award for a show that was before that one, but still after the cutoff.
Right.
So our, I guess this year, our first annual Asleep at the Wheel Award goes to the Groveland Tap. No, not Groveland Tap. Lynnville Tap House. This had tap in it. Shut the fuck up. I'll let you talk about this. I'll let you, because we both enjoyed it heavily.
Yes.
And it was easily one of our favorite places, but I got a lot to eat here. So you go. You talk.
The Lynnville Tap House we both thought was amazing in that the... I had one of the best sandwiches I've ever had on this show in the pit beef sandwich, which, for those of you who don't know what pit beef is, think prime rib but done on the grill. And then shaved thin, like an Arby's roast beef sandwich, and then topped with a house-made, what I found in Baltimore is called a tiger sauce,
okay,
but for lack of a better term, it's a horseradish mayo. My nose is running really badly. I apologize.
Sorry.
They had a good beer list.
Mm-hmm.
Portions were huge. You had a Cuban sandwich.
Yes.
That was ample.
It was good. It wasn't the best Cuban I'd ever had.
It was heavy mustard, from what I remember.
Yeah, it was a bit strong on the mustard, but I certainly wouldn't have a problem having it again. It was very good. Like the beer menu was good. I know Heavy Table, which was very nice to link us.
Yeah.
Very nice to link us every week, but they gave us a special posting for the awards. So we want to thank you guys again publicly. They did not like
the whole thing.
And I think part of it was reading that review, and I don't want to bag on James too much because he's not here to defend himself. Plus, he's a cool guy, and he's certainly entitled to his opinion. But he went to great lengths to talk about the atmosphere.
Right.
And he talked about how it's kind of like a fraternity bro bar.
Yeah.
And I could see that, and I could see how that kind of colors what it was. One of those where it's like, you take a so-so food and put a great atmosphere behind it, it will elevate the food. If you take so-so food and put a shitty atmosphere behind it, it'll worsen the food.
Agreed.
And so I think part of that, but we really enjoyed it. Granted, it was a lot quieter when we went because we went on a Monday.
That'd be great. Thank you.
So, I mean, there is that. So we can respectfully disagree on that one. But we were very remiss, and I want to thank whoever it was that pointed it out on our Facebook group that we'd forgotten to mention the Lynnville Tap House.
Because that was a damn good meal.
It was a great meal, and for whatever reason, we just flaked on it and didn't think to include it.
It was a diamond in the rough, or whatever you call it. The sleep of the wheel.
It was a sleep at the wheel, yeah, because we just completely... And it would have been fine, like I would have been fine highlighting that next year if we hadn't done the Delicious Bakery.
Right.
Because it was after that, so it's like we can't...
And it was a brand new place, which
And the other thing is, if it was middling or just it wasn't, if it was, you know, good but unremarkable, I would have been perfectly fine just saying just leaving it at that.
Yep.
But we couldn't let it go without giving an award.
Agreed.
So that award letter is going to be a lot longer, so I can describe why the hell they got the Asleep at the Wheel Award.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we wanted to, again, give props to Lynnville Tap House.
For their outstanding pit
beef. Because we forgot. And the service was very cute. I mean, good.
You're really bad at that.
Or shush. So, listener's choice. Now, last week, we admitted I screwed up. And the poll was ineligible for a while. So we extended it a week, got a few more votes. After 2 weeks of voting, as of when we left for tonight, it was a dead heat tie.
Dead heat tie.
Dead heat tie. Between Mort's Deli and Brit's Pub.
Okay.
There was the one extra vote for Loto, which is a write-in, which is fine.
Boggles my mind.
you know, everyone, again, everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Even if it is wrong.
It was dead heat tire for those two. So, it's going to come down to the coin toss.
Oh my God. I'm trembling with anticipation.
I'm going to let you do it. Unless you have a bigger coin, because the biggest coin I have is a dime.
That's as big as I get.
All right. No pun intended.
All right, so what are we doing?
We'll say heads. Let's go heads, Brits Pub.
Okay.
We'll go alphabetical. Tails to Mort's Deli.
Okay, here we go. Hopefully it doesn't land in a drink.
Or my meatloaf.
It is. Tails.
Tails it is.
Mort's Deli.
Mort's Deli. Which actually works out because in the postings, that was the most cited of the people that wanted to win.
I remember a Long Live the Deli post.
Long Live the Deli. We had a lot of votes in the post for Deli. In the post for Deli.
My people finally win.
Yes, after all those years of in the desert.
Yeah.
So now it comes to picking who wins the award. The night on us. The listener's choice. Grand award. Major award. Now, not discounting hosts, because we had a couple hosts post, and discounting people I know don't live here.
Okay.
Because, like, the cheese, he lives in Vegas.
Damn the cheese.
So, I mean, he's welcome to come out. And
what about
I'll,
Nat
I'll just. I'll
Nat,
just,
Nat,
I'll just,
Nat,
just
Nat Man in the running?
Nat Man is local.
Nat Man's local.
Nat Man's local.
Okay.
Even though he voted for Lotto, you know, he's still eligible.
And clearly he's wrong. Sorry, Nat Man. I appreciate you listening, but you're wrong.
And I just want to say, if the cheese, if he wants
and
to come to town,
person.
If he wants to come to town, I'll buy him dinner anyway. That's fine. So the cheese, you're ineligible because you live too far away. So we have Kip O'Neill in the forums.
Oh yeah.
We have the Nat Man.
Nat Man.
Nat Man. That and we have a Lurker. Now I don't know for sure if Lurker is local, but we'll include them anyway.
Is he a looker?
I don't know. There's no pictures. It could be a she, for all I know.
I'm done with it. Okay.
That's
go
good.
Ahead.
That's really for the best. Could have made a liquid joke, but that it would have gone in a terrible place.
Dead horse beaten.
Yes. When did that ever stop us at
that's
this show?
That's very true.
So here's what we're going to do. Nantman, we'll do the first flip.
Okay.
Between, and I was thinking about bringing a die, but I wasn't going to bring a six-sided die to the restaurant.
I would have been so ashamed to be with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I know. So we're going to do the first flip.
Quick, roll
between,
the six-sided die.
Between, between Lurker and Nantman.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
No, scratch that. Lurker and Kip O'Neill.
Okay.
Okay? And then the winner of that will go up against Nantman
so
in the next
Nantman
flip.
So gets the first round bye?
He gets the first round bye because he, not to disrespect Lurker or Kip O'Neill, not necessarily posting a lot in the forum. Nantman has lived up to it, and he's been a long-time listener. So we'll give him the first round bye. So first flip, we'll do heads, Kip O'Neill, tails, the Lurker.
It is heads, Kip O'Neill.
It is heads, Kip O'Neill. Okay, so he's passed to the second round.
Keep it heads with Kip O'Neill. Tails will be
very good.
Nantman. Okay.
All right, I'm actually
so
glad because...
You want to...
I'll do it, okay. We'll, I'm kind of scared because I will launch this into
I know you will.
The next table.
It's Tails.
Tails!
Nantman.
Nantman wins. So, Nantman, expect an email sometime this week with your choice. Or how about this? Nantman, email me at evan@fancymansgangsters.com and tell me where you want to go. And it can be any of the places... on the list up for the listener's choice awards. Could be for Mort's Deli. I think that's what he voted for, but I don't know for sure. But you got a night on us, night for two on us, so to the restaurant of your choice. So email me and we'll get all that set up for you.
Alright
so thank you guys very much for supporting us and supporting that poll. We got more votes on that poll than we have any other poll so far.
Alright
which is a bit faint praise, but whatever. I'm beat.
It's been an exhausting show.
It's been an exhausting show, and I've had to deal with this meatloaf.
That meatloaf does not play around.
No, it does not.
I didn't even come close to finishing this thing.
You're about halfway.
Barely. The problem I ran into is it is deceivingly spicy.
Really?
Yeah.
The jerk is very spicy.
Yeah, but most jerk sauce I can handle.
Right.
But this one that has somewhere in there a very extra kick. You know, like, I'm going to have to keep a tight butthole on the way home tonight type of deal.
Great.
for all those around. You know.
How was the rest? I mean, or I suppose that's all you had.
That is all. I mean, it was good. It was very good. It was good flavor. Good pieces of chicken. The pineapple was like this nice soothing piece to it.
Okay.
That, you know, was like a nice surprise for the whole shooting match.
All right. Well, I had the meatloaf, garlic mashed potatoes. It's really hard to screw garlic mashed potatoes up.
Yeah.
They weren't, you know, the best garlic mashed potatoes, but they were perfectly good. Vegetables were very good, very fresh.
Left green bean soldier.
Left a green bean, but that's hard to get with the fork, and I'll finish that before we're done here. The meatloaf. Now, I don't know how they prepared it.
Deep fried.
Well, maybe not how they prepared it, but the kind of meat that they used.
All veal.
Because it could have been.
Baby animal.
Because it didn't taste like a regular, like, ground beef meatloaf.
I would assume that there is a certain amount of, you know, maybe a sirloin or, mm-hmm. you know, some sort of steak cut that has been ground into said meatloaf or into ground beef at that point. So it's probably a higher quality than what you're getting out of your normal 80-20, 90-10.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was very good.
73.
It was 50-50. Yeah. It's just gristle.
Oh my god.
70-30, but the 70s gristle.
The recipe says to drain off the fat. You have to fry up another brown.
No, it was very good. It was perfect texture to it. The vegetables in it. It was very salty though, and that could have been the demi glace with it. But,
the demi Moore glass.
The demi Moore. The demi Lovato for all the teenagers. a terrible person.
No, what you said in the car was a terrible thing.
But we don't need to repeat that.
I'm not going to because I don't want to go to jail.
That's true. It might have been that, although I didn't get it necessarily with the vegetables, and those were in that too. It was salty, but not badly so. I was chugging my cider, my very delicious cider.
It kind of hit me in the face with that one.
It was very good. It's one of the better meatloafs I've had in a restaurant. You can't beat homemade.
No, you really can't.
And it's one thing this I would say this is missing is that it was a very uniform texture, which is fine, and that's an admirable thing in a meatloaf. But good meatloaf has that crust on the top.
Yeah.
And it was missing that. It was missing the crust.
Love me some crust.
So it was like a brownie from the center of the pan. You need that crust. Little bit.
You know, some people go right for that brownie in the center of the pan.
I don't get those people.
No, I will never be that person. I think less of those people.
Have you ever seen the all edges?
Yes.
Pan?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get that for you for your birthday.
Or the perfect brownie maker, the one with the push down pan.
Yeah. I've never seen. Oh, is it
it's
like one of the
we're talking about two separate
things? Yeah, I know.
Ads
I know
on
that.
TV. So yeah, it's got a bracket that you're already. It's like it makes individual brownies.
Okay. So it's almost like a cupcake mold?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's nothing special. It was just, that reminded me. I've seen the perfect brownie thing too.
Well, Think Geek's got it. Yeah. That's where I saw it first.
Which amazes the crap out of me because it would seem to me like the people at Think Geek would be all about the crusty edges on the brownie.
That's why they sell the perfect brownie one, because it's all edges.
That's right. Never mind.
You're completely backwards.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I'm ashamed of you.
Yeah,
Speaking of cooking misadventures, though.
Yeah.
So Heather, we talked about this last week with Christmas, talking about Christmas gifts. Yeah. Heather got a really nice, big, wide saucepan.
Okay.
Not nonstick.
That brings a whole other element of danger to the kitchen.
Yeah. So we made omelets. Which continues to be my Everest. I just can't. Okay, no. Actually, I completely forgot. I wanted to talk about this. Going along with this, don't want to. They're too stupid to cook. I may be.
It's your Moby Dick.
I may be. That's too stupid to cook. We made scalloped potato and chicken last night in the crock pot.
Okay.
And it's fairly simple. It was diced up onions and yes, the gravy.
Can we get a box? Yeah. That'd be great. Thank you.
Diced up onions and green peppers, Velveeta cheese, because it was like a Midwestern recipe, so of course I had Velveeta cheese. Potatoes and chicken breasts. Okay. Crock pot. About as mindless as you can get. Okay.
Somewhere this goes wrong.
I'm finding my gift is making very good tasting things that look like vomit. Because I don't know what happened with this thing, but that was not a cheese sauce that came out of that.
Just eat it with your eyes closed. It'll be much better.
That was not a cheese sauce. It was some sort of, I can't even describe it. But it was like a beige tan. And here's the fun postscript. Like, we kept adding more Velveeta because I thought we just didn't put enough potatoes in it, so we'll kind of even it out, add more Velveeta. It eventually got more cheese sauce-ish, but it still never got close. And I'm like, what the fuck happened? I couldn't figure it out. So we finish up.
You used Velveeta, that was
a
problem.
Each got a chicken breast and the sauce and all that stuff. Very good, but again, not terribly appetizing. Looking, I should say. So I'm putting it away. Now we put four chicken breasts in there.
Yeah.
We each had one.
Okay.
I'm spooning the rest into Tupperware for tomorrow and everything. Pull out the one, breast, put it in there with the sauce. Take a scoop. There's no breast. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, I swear to God, I put four breasts in this.
Here, what's your problem?
Somehow I managed to disintegrate an entire chicken breast in the crock pot.
How long did you cook it for?
It was on high for an hour, and then low for 3 hours.
That would probably disintegrate.
But that's what they... No, but all the other ones were fine. In fact, they were really good. But that one straggler apparently just dissolved. And that's what fucked up the sauce. Because we were essentially eating dissolved...
Remnants?
What?
No remnants?
Nothing!
You probably forgot to put it in.
No, I swear to God I put it in.
Get disintegrated chicken.
Somehow I found out. My crimes against nature continue.
It's in an unnamed grave somewhere.
Somewhere. It's with Jimmy Hoffa. But anyway, so going back to the pan, so we made an omelet, which again, I've never been able to successfully do an omelet.
It's your puppy dick.
I can't flip it. I failed to flip every time. So I've gotten really good at making scrambles.
Have you seen the pan that is particularly for making omelets?
No.
That actually has, you just flip it, you just turn the
Yeah, no, I've seen those.
Why don't you get one of those?
Because that's quitting.
Yeah, but it's taking the easy way out.
You see, no.
That's what you do.
No, that is not what I do. That is not what I do. And so I've been trying to do this.
Sir.
So I did the scramble, and there was like, you know, there was still like egg shit on the bottom of the pan. And I'm used to the nonstick. So I'm like, I'll just mix in the rest and just, you know, cook the rest. No, I just baked that son of a bitch on this pan.
You probably ruined the pan.
And Heather was ready to leave me at that point. Because she was basically like, we used that pan once and you ruined it. And this is a nice pan.
Yeah, did you take the chore boy to it?
I spent 20 minutes with a goddamn Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Yeah. That's not for dishes.
It worked like a charm.
That's not for dishes. Get a chore boy or
it's clean now.
Wow. Thank you.
But
wow.
Yeah, and it took 20 minutes with a magic eraser. Oh. Okay. One thing we didn't mention is the tables all come with a thing of potato chips?
Yep.
Not my favorite.
No.
There's no salt on them.
Completely void.
Completely void of flavor.
And it burnt. I'm watching the woman dance out here. This is pretty funny.
We're right right outside by a bus stop. Woman with headphones of some sort.
She's really
nice. I hope she's got headphones on.
Yeah, she's got headphones on.
Okay, good. But she's just rocking out.
Yeah.
God bless her.
It's really awkward, though. It's really awkward because she's really not that good. It's like watching you dance. It's just...
But I know I'm bad.
It's all ugly with the beat.
Yeah, so... Shall we wrap this sucker up?
Let's kill this one.
Let's kill this one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, no, one last point. Okay, I'm trying to get good at cooking. And I figured out what frustrates me about me failing all the time with cooking. Okay?
That is.
Because when I want to do something, I get upset that I'm not making progress. And I know what frustrates me extra more about cooking. When I do something and fail at it, I'm like, okay, let's do it again. Immediately. I can't do that with cooking.
No, it's...
Because I've eaten.
It's a one-shot, one-and-done.
I know. And it just pisses me off because it's like, I just want to try it again until it gets to work. And I think it's because of video games. I'm used to the failing, okay, just reload.
Or
try it again.
Or use the cheat.
I don't cheat, though. And if you listen to Get Into the Gaming Show, you know that.
Yeah, but who listens to that?
More people than this damn show.
Wow.
Just saying.
I
the only differing between
more.
The two is you. Just saying.
Wow. I bring the funny and the pretty.
No, neither. Wrong on both accounts. But I'll let you finish it. You have until the end of the show to
it is the end of the show.
Well, wrap it up. This is your last chance.
The show.
No, fuck you.
You know I'm right. It's because you suck at wrapping things up and starting things up.
Fine. The Well-Fed Guide to Life is brought to you in part by the Fort Firkins specialty beer store at thefortfirkins.com. Man, we need to get back on the show, like, now.
What about now?
But he's too busy swimming in his money bin.
Exactly. A la Scrooge McDuck.
Also Scottish.
Albie,
I know.
Is Australian.
I know. I'm trying to provoke him.
I didn't have to redeem myself.
I'm trying to provoke him.
Retard.
I did that on purpose.
Wow.
I'm trying to provoke him. I could have called him a Kiwi.
I ain't going there.
Yeah.
That's them fighting words.
I know.
I ain't walking down that.
Anyway, but we are brought to you by him at thoughtfulperkins.com. He's kind of shaped like a koala too.
Attaches to your face and never mind.
Yeah, it's really
sorry.
If you have any sort of comments. Or restaurant suggestions or anything like that, you can always email us at wellfed@fancymansgangsters.com or leave something in the show notes or on our forums, which we would love to have people come on to forums and talk about us. Talk about the awards. Talk about Dave's lack of charisma. It's all good.
But complete overabundance of sex appeal.
Share your cooking misadventures.
Yes.
I want to feel better about myself.
Yeah, and, you know, maybe send Evan some Pam. Cooking spray.
We have it. I just didn't think to use it because I'm not used to having to use it.
Maybe some olive oil.
Anyway, I want to thank you once again for listening, and we will continue. This is the first show of 2009, so I don't know what that for 2010. I mean,
yeah.
I need to go.
Clearly,
we should just go.
Yeah. End it. Wrap it up.
I'm sorry.
Mercy killing.
You're just gonna randomly spew out phrases?
Put it in the hole. Rack it up.
Stop it.
Drive it home.
Thank you, and good night.
Skewer it. Put a fork in it, it's done.